Did you know Sitka has a house of living history? Stories of a lifetime waiting to be told? Come join us to hear a bit of history from the people who lived it. Come sit in our beautiful gardens and enjoy a plate of sourdough pancakes and listen to some great music. Come and help Braveheart volunteers celebrate our elders on Sourdough Day, July 30th, 10 a.m. to noon at the Pioneer Home.
Well, that is a very appropriate announcement. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and joining me in the studio is Lily Herwald, Interim Executive Director of Braveheart Volunteers, here to talk about Sourdough Day, which is coming up this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon at the Sitka Pioneers Home. Welcome to Morning Edition, Lily.
Thanks, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sourdough Day, what Braveheart Volunteers is hoping to accomplish, the conversations it's hoping to support, and how this idea came about.
Right. So the Sitka Pioneer Home is one of the crown jewels in Sitka's crown. It's a beautiful facility. The grounds are gorgeous. That's what many of us see and think of mostly. But the richness of the individuals, the residents who are living there, is quite amazing. And Braveheart has been very fortunate to be housed. Our office is on the grounds of the Pioneer Home in the old manager's house. And that's because the Pioneer's Home has given us that place rent-free, and then in turn we offer services. And so as I've been at Braveheart the last year, looking over the grounds, getting to know the residents, and working with the Pioneer Home, the board and staff came up with the idea of really trying to celebrate all of our elders, our seniors, people who are pioneers, our old sourdoughs. I mean, people go by a lot of names, our old timers. And we decided to come together in this joint event with the Pioneer Home in having the first annual Sourdough Day, where we serve pancakes free to anyone 70 and over, pancakes and sausage and coffee or tea, and then go in and listen to stories from the folks. Hal Spackman from the Sitka Historical Society is going to be there sort of as a moderator to get people, you know, prompting them to tell some amazing stories. And it's a family-friendly event on Saturday morning from 10 to noon, and a way for people to come together, eat some good sourdough pancakes, and hear stories and walk around the Pioneer Home and realize how important it is to us.
You know, this sounds like a really exciting collaboration with the Pioneer Home and Sitka Historical Society. Are the folks, do you know, the folks at Braveheart and the folks at the P Home, are they getting pretty excited about this?
Well, Sky Workman, who is the activities director, among other things, at the Pioneer Home, has worked with residents and people are we sat in on the advisory committee to find out what they thought about things. There's a little bit of construction on the lawn as they're renovating the porch wings, but the event still goes on. So they're very accommodating. I think it's great for the residents to have a new activity and have people come by and honor them by sitting down and listening to what they have to say.
So how does this event reflect Braveheart Volunteers' mission?
Well, Braveheart's volunteer mission starts with our volunteers and our community partners. And together we provide compassionate care to seniors, to people with chronic illness, people at end of life, families of these individuals, and people who are experiencing grief. And this event is a direct link with serving the elder population. Many of our volunteers are matched with some of the residents at the Pioneer Home. So it feels like a perfect partnership to us.
And on Saturday, you'll be able to pick up, if you would like, some sourdough starter. That'll be for sale. And also Ryan Kaufman's cookbook.
Right. Two great topics there. I'll start with Ryan Kaufman's cookbook. Ryan Kaufman, as many of us know, was a young man who died last year after having terminal brain cancer. But much more than than that. Ryan breathed life into so many activities and events in Sitka. He was a mentor to youth. He was an advocate against tobacco use. He was someone who was physically fit and active and always thought about kids in our community. And he made many really deep, deep relationships with people just by sharing his smile. And so he's a young man who impacted a lot of folks in town. And during his illness, there was an amazing cadre of his friends and family who came together to support him during his illness. And part of that was providing nourishing, comfortable, delicious food for Ryan to fuel himself. And his and we had a Jesuit volunteer, Taylor, at Braveheart, who worked with Ryan to come up with some of the recipes. Ryan had his drawings, and then that project, after Ryan passed, was passed on to his Aunt Kim, and she put this book together of just delicious recipes, of photos of Ryan with different caregivers, and the Kaufman and Kristen Green set up a fund at Braveheart in Ryan's memory, and that the contributions from that fund have totaled about $9,500 so far. And they're using that fund to promote how to be a friend in grief, how to improve palliative care in Sitka. So, the cookbook is going to be on sale at Braveheart for $15, and the proceeds go right back into Ryan's fund to keep that circle of giving and helping people. And then sourdough. Alaska sourdough. It's so amazing to me that we haven't had a sourdough event that I'm aware of in Sitka. So, yeah, we've got a lot of different families sharing their ancient sourdough starter. We've been feeding it over the weeks. People are going to be putting that together, and we'll have jars for sale with recipes and instructions on how to feed sourdough. So if anyone's wondered about trying that, you can come and for $5 get a little jar of starter with some recipes, and we'll get you on your way.
You know, all of this comes together as what seems to me a celebration of life. And in recognizing grief and in recognizing that the end of life happens for all of us, but how we choose to come together as a community around that, that really says a lot about how we value life itself. And so this seems a wonderful event to honor that and to honor the work Braveheart Volunteers does.
That's right. You summarized it really well.
Well, you know, maybe we could take a moment to talk about a few of the things that are going on over at Braveheart. You have a Dying Matters series, and there's something happening this evening around that, Death by Chocolate at 7. What is this series?
Dying Matters, Let's Talk About It, is a series that's been designed by Braveheart that are convening panels of different folks who have certain expertise. So we've heard about what you can do to prepare and plan for your death. And it's never too late. Young people can think about, what are my wishes? What do I want my service to look like? What are my, you know, desires with how I might die? We never know if it's a sudden death, if it's from a long illness. As you said, death comes to all of us. And Dying Matters has set up topics to really talk about what happens at death, after death, so we can, for those of us who are surviving these situations, we might have a little bit more information to draw on to know what to expect, so when it happens, we can be very present with the person instead of being a little bit freaked out about what's that machine or what does that symptom mean or what does that action mean. So it's really to try to normalize and bring up death as a conversation that we as a society have put away, and I think to the detriment of our hearts and souls in many ways, and that we can be more present and live a more full life right through to our end.
Well, Death by Chocolate this evening is at 7 p.m. It is at the Pioneer Home Manager's house. And then Sourdough Day coming up on Saturday, 10 to noon at the Sitka Pioneer's home. There's a lot going on with Braveheart volunteers.
There is. And Death by Chocolate, so it's open to everyone. It begins at 7?
7 o'clock.
7 yep. o'clock at the Pioneer's home. And Reverend Julie Platson from St. Peter's by the Sea Episcopal Church will be there. And one of the topics of this evening is addressing some of the spiritual, not just faith needs, but spiritual needs that people may have at end of life. So, and as always, thanks to the generosity of Roger Hames and C-Mart, we provide some treats for people.
Chocolate.
So tea and coffee and different chocolates and a few savories for those who aren't into chocolate.
Wonderful. Well, Lily, thanks so much for coming down this morning. We are plumb out of time.
Thank you, Melissa, so much for this opportunity.
We've been speaking with Lily Herwald, Interim Executive Director for Braveheart Volunteers.